All right, welcome to Capital Technology University. We're going to talk a little bit about the Master's in Research, which is a master's degree, but it's all focused on research in a topic area. Dr. McAndrew, who is also our Dean of Doctoral Programs, will walk us through the structure of the Master's in Research, which I think you'll find very exciting type of degree. That is built around your working time, so you can work full time and still complete a master's degree, just focusing all your time on a research area that you can also use for your work environment or the area that you're interested in learning more about. So I'm going to turn it over to Dr. McAndrew.
Thank you, Dr. Sims. Thank you for the opportunity to be here and talk about these exciting degrees. As you can see on the screen, there's some list and information about the various Masters of Research degrees that you can undertake. But before we look at those and we go through the individual ones, I want to take a couple of steps back and think about why is there such a thing as a Master of Research degree? Why do we just not use a Master of Science? Well, we can keep going back, but I want to go back to a bachelor's degree first of all. And I'm going to use a sort of a random example as a student who is taking a bachelor's degree in mechanical science, mechanical engineering. Now, if you were to study such a degree, and it could also be parallel to computing, it could be parallel to cyber or any other degrees that we do. You would come along and you would do some general education, and then you'll start studying individual areas. And classically, mechanical comes under statics and dynamics. And you'll be looking at things like thermofluid mechanics. You'll be looking at strengths of materials, the associated areas. And you will complete a bachelor's degree, understanding a very good broad range of the whole subject area of mechanical engineering. You will then go and be equipped with the skills to work in a professional environment in mechanical engineering. Now, often what happens is you realize, well, I don't have all the skill set that I need yet, and I need a little bit more. And you'll likely do a Master's of Science degree in mechanical engineering. Now, they'll assume that you know everything in mechanical engineering from the bachelor's degree, but will then focus and take you forward, and you'll go deeper in some of these areas. But the university will not know where you're working. They will not know the type of work you're doing, or even the work that you find interesting or you want to do and a job change that you may be looking for. You will still cover statics and dynamics, but you'll take it to a deeper level, apply some more math, for example. You'll do some additional parts of it, and you'll be advanced and evolved, and you'll be taught these subjects, and you'll be given term papers, you'll be given assignments, tutorials, seminars, case studies, possibly laboratories, etc. It's the top table, really, for being taught. And then you'll go back to work. If you're doing it part-time, you'll carry on working. And you'll have a deeper understanding. And in some ways, a Master of Science degree is trying to accelerate your experience and knowledge of applying more and more of this. But it's not everything that you could always want. Some people, for example, come back for a second master's degree. They may do an MBA because they think, well, I'm more management now and I need to understand more of the management aspects. Think of that type of degree, even if it's a technical MBA. You know, you don't necessarily have to have that much mechanical background to be able to, business background to be able to do an MBA. They take you as a professional engineering type of person and train you with the leadership and the business skills and acumen to do that job. Well, a Master of Research is another type of way of dealing with these things. We assume that you have a starting point of a BSc, a BS degree in the general area that you're doing the MRes degree. And that is the starting point, and that's what we work on. You'll often find many of our students will be potentially in their 30s, maybe a little bit older, and they may have finished one career in the military or different things. They're looking to change the direction of what they're doing. Or sometimes even become abreast of all the new types of technology that's happening in the associated area. You will study through research. We don't expect you to have that much research knowledge. Many people think that they understand research, and really what they probably understand is how they try to use their existing bachelor's knowledge to solve a problem. Research is giving you the skills to undertake a problem that no one else knows the answer to, and you will come up with an answer that is robust and that you can defend. And that's the sort of direction that we put you in. Now, before you can do any research, you have to do some research fundamentals. These degrees are 30 credits. The first 12 credits are the theory of research. And they are asynchronous in terms of with a professor in a classroom. We work on a 3-semester basis per year, spring, summer, and fall. We have 3 starts a year for these degrees. Typically, people take 5 semesters to complete this. It is possible at times for the right student making progress that that could be completed within a year. And I'll try to include that as we describe. But first of all, you need to understand the fundamentals of research. You know, what is a sample? How do you know you got the correct sample? What are sampling techniques? Weaknesses and advantages of sampling techniques. What is a theoretical framework? Why don't we use a theoretical framework or conceptual framework? Why do we use a combination of both? Why would you use mixed methods? These are questions that we address in the first 2 classes. And without this core understanding of the subject, you would not be prepared to take the remaining classes, which is really a thesis. And the last 3 classes, which are 18 credits, are a thesis based. And you will identify a problem, you will be assigned a chair, and you will work on a one-to-one basis with that professor, who will mentor, guide, direct, and support you through planning and verifying your plan is successful, going out on data collection, data analysis, data presentation, and then finally writing it up. And this takes 18 credits over 3 classes, which typically takes a year. It's a very large piece of research. It is designed as a perfect preamble for a doctoral degree, but you don't have to carry on for a doctoral degree. If you stop with a Master of Research, you'll be very equipped to actually take on far more advanced and complicated research areas that you'll be studying. So you may ask, after the first 2 classes, what do we learn? Well, we try and we work with you to find an area that, one, you could be very interested in, 2, you're already working in and you want to look at particular problems, or 3, it's an associated area that people want to look at problems. As a general example, many people into computer science are now looking to get skills and solving and working in maybe machine learning or artificial intelligence. So if you were a very good computer scientist and you now want to focus your direction into the coding and working with artificial intelligence, the MRes in artificial intelligence would be very good for you. We'll be looking at the area that you're working, the area that you expect to be working soon. And we'll come up and we'll look at a typical research problem in artificial intelligence. And you won't classically be taught, you'll be mentored. You'll have weekly meetings with your professor. They will explain the concepts and get you to read and do background research and collect information. There'll be no term papers to do. There'll be no work with 3 other people from your cohort and come together a presentation for me next week. You won't be doing that anymore. You'll be finding out information how to solve a particular problem, learning about the skill sets and the types of skills needed and technology to actually solve that. And that will be guided all the way through. So you will be learning and studying a very specific expertise area of something that you're working in, or you're interested to work in, or you want to know more about. If I jump back now and look at the first 2 classes, asynchronous, and if you're not quite sure what we mean, it means you don't have weekly meetings with the person who's your professor. You will be given tasks to do. You'll be given exercises to read and nurture and develop and understand and talk with your professor about that the following week and bring out these ideas. Now, it may be that if you're having a problem, the professor will have a one-on-one meeting with you to help address those issues. It may be that you don't need that support. So So if you're the sort of person that has a diary that is very open and you don't know what you're doing tomorrow, let alone next week when there should be a 3-hour session in the evening, this is a wonderful alternative degree for you to get a master's by. If you are someone that is really keen to learn about a specific area, again, this is the degree for you. When you're doing your thesis, you don't have to have set times that you meet with your professor, although there's nothing wrong with doing that. And my students, frequently we're meeting at different days of the week and different times of the day to suit what you're doing. Research is fascinating, but it can also be very lonely in terms of what you're doing. You do a lot of work individually. And if we're supporting you to be doing something that is work-based whilst you're at work, well, then you're working towards completing your thesis. If you're doing something where you have an input and an interest and a background to, that removes a lot of unnecessary background reading because you're very much up to speed in some of these areas. If you're looking to find a little bit more knowledge or deeper knowledge about an aspect of the degree you're studying, that is what you'll be doing. It is totally flexible. It supports your reading and nurturing to do this. It gives you specific focuses to do. And when you finish your master's of research degree, you will end up as a very good expert in a very specific, small, and focused area of research. And a dissertation is something that you may do at other times. In here, you're doing a thesis. A thesis is always accepted by most people as a wonderful platform for doing research, whether it's with a university or where you're working. It also gives you that erudite thinking mind more than a classic Master of Science degree, because you've already shown that you can be given a complex problem and you can plan how you're going to break that down into its smaller parts, how you're going to identify what you do not know, and how you're going to equip yourself with a skill set to review that. You will have an excellent library of skills in terms of developing a methodology for solving that. And then you know exactly what you're going to do and how you're going to collect that data and analyze it. But it also brings other benefits. By doing a thesis, it gives you the possibility to be more critical at looking at other people's research. And that research, and that ability to analyze what other people are doing is a wonderful example of educational knowledge. If I may ask you to look at the screen now, and we can scroll through the masters of research that we are doing. Quantum computing, we have artificial intelligence, sustainability. And let's stop and just think about sustainability as an example. Sustainability means many different things in the general sense. If you were to do a master of science in sustainability, you'll look at domestic sustainability, recycling, manufacturing sustainability. How do you make cars or aircraft or transport? How do you have a sustainable system for clothing? How do you have a sustainable building, a sustainable town? And you will cover all of these little areas, and they'll be put into groups of small 3 credits. And you will learn a lot about many different areas. And then you will do your capstone project or something like that, a small 3-credit piece of work, which is a very large term paper generally. And you'll be embracing the technology and the subjects that you have learned in a classroom to look at a very particular problem, but not real in-depth analysis of it, because it will only be 3, maybe 6 credits. You will come out a very all-rounded, knowledgeable person at a higher level in sustainability. But you may be working in sustainability, and let's say, for example, of the automotive industry. You could be looking at sustainability and working for a car manufacturer that manufactures electric vehicles. It's not that you're not interested about what happens in other forms of transportation, but it's not the skill set that you need to be successful at your work. And you would be researching something related to your area of research. You don't get the luxury of doing that in a classic type of master's degree, except if you do a master of research. Now, some of you that may be coming back to education after 20 years and be in a very reasonable, even higher level management position. Will you have the flexibility to actually attend class 3 hours a week? Do you want to be learning things which are interesting to know, but not necessarily something that is going to be useful in your career, and doing this in many of the classes, and the possibility is you're not. If I can ask you to remember back to you doing your bachelor's, there will be parts in that bachelor's and you think, well, this is very interesting, but I will never, ever, ever need this. This is something that often many people say about mathematics. Well, I studied math, but I never use some of these advanced material, these advanced calculus or linear algebra or complex algebra equations. Well, you don't know until later on in life. But this time, you'll be building on those expertise areas that you already have, your areas of interest, your areas of likely career growth. We more or less match a degree to your specific focus. And one way why I like to describe a master's degree by research, it's really we work with you to write out a roadmap for what you're going to do to learn and study that's specific to you. We give you the tools to start with, a good research toolbox in the first two classes. So you don't have to study things that aren't going to be supported or needed. If you're going to justify this to your management because you want them to fund it, you can say to them, this degree I can focus upon totally an area or a complex area that we deal with at work. And I will be getting expert guidance from experienced researchers and supporting. Now, I always believe the base how long we talk for. And I've talked for over 15 minutes now. And I'd like to pull this together. Think about a master's degree in research. Think about it, it can be ideal for you. It's a degree that will bridge between a bachelor's and a doctorate if you want. But it's also a degree that's going to give you research skills far in advance of possibly many people that you work with unless they have a doctoral degree. We have regular open houses, virtual open houses, you can come along. But you can contact me directly and I can talk to you about this. And if there's something you want to know, does it fit me? How much will it affect me in terms of, well, this is the sort of thing. Does this sound something that I could do a thesis on? We are here to help you make that decision. Come along, find out about it. Find out how this unique way, which very few universities offer in America, can support you to be successful in an academic way and also in your career way. Well, Dr. Sims, I'll stop there and I wonder if there's any points that you would like me to highlight or any questions from people may have put in the chat. But of course, you know, choosing a master's degree is critical. And I always say to you, you know, choosing the degree, choosing the modality of study and what the outcomes would be are big decisions to be made in terms of time and financial input. Don't make those decisions on your own. Work with us to help you show that it's the right degree for you. To yourself, sir.
Thank you, Dr. McAndrew. Again, Dr. McAndrew is great in offering you a chance if you want to email him and have a conversation, clarify potential research area, topic that you're looking at. I think, you know, one of the wonderful things about all of our master's degrees and doctoral degrees is they're, of course, designed for working individuals full time to be able to complete in asynchronous formats. You get a lot of specialized attention as a chair of your thesis or dissertation at the doctoral level, a one-to-one connection with your chair all through the research area. I personally, when I completed my master's degree, I did a master's of science with a thesis, and doing the thesis was the best preparation that I could have when I decided to go on for a PhD and have to write a dissertation. Not only the writing skills that you learn and you enhance by doing a thesis, but the skills you learn on research. And especially in my case, I did a quantitative research study in my master's and at my doc level. And doing the quantitative study for my master's thesis really made it easy at the doctoral level to refine it and make it much better than at my master's degree. So it was a great learning experience. And it was great advice back in the day whenever my professor, when I joined for a master's degree, suggested I to go ahead and do the thesis. So this is all about research in an area that you are interested in. You go to the master's website here at Capital Tech, check out the master's and research degree options. You can look at the curriculums of each one of them, which are all research-based, depending on the area that you're interested in. Many students who, of course, are working full-time completing these degrees are looking at data from their work environment that they can apply directly to either a thesis or later on towards the dissertation. So it's a great way, if you have some major problems at your work environment, to apply that skill set and answer some questions for your work environment through completing your research degrees. So this is a new option here that we offer in the Masters of Research. We do at Capital Tech have traditional master's degrees where you go through courses. And we have another option that's called the Masters of Philosophy, which combines classes and the research aspect to those areas. Dr. McAndrew is the expert in these areas. And again, if you got any questions about the degrees or your research area, he is always happy to talk to you or schedule a Zoom and discuss this if you're interested in working with him to kick it off before you enter the program. Dr. McAndrew, anything else before we start to wrap this up?
No, not at all. I think that was a very good parallel with your experience as a master's and doing a thesis. I remember you telling me many times and explaining to some of our students how it gave you an excellent foundation for your doctoral degree, and look at your success of where you are now. But you know, we really do mean it. Email me, reach out to us. We're here to support you. And that support is what comes from the top. And you can see that the president is here helping me, you know, share this with the world. And it's a fascinating way of doing it. And we are delighted to link up with you and explore options that match you. I mean, I've had some students come along with very specific areas they want to work on. And one of them was looking at the harmonics of prime numbers. And that may seem rather strange to many people, but it was almost like their lifetime hobby for the last couple of decades. And they had a chance to actually do such a degree with us, a research degree with us, and focus on something that they really enjoyed on their own time, nothing to do with work that they read about and been doing for years. But there could be situations where you work and your director says to you, what you need to do is know more and learn about this, learn about how we're going to address this in the future. And if you think, if you'd have done one of our Masters of Research about 18 months ago in artificial intelligence, and you had finished just before Christmas when the artificial networks were put out for people to experiment with and try about, where that would have put you in terms of the order of skill set for where you work, that would have put you ahead of that. You know, if you identify an area which is going to be important in the near future, research on that. We write your syllabus to match that in terms of the thesis, and lead this area, lead the area that you're working in. And that's what I would use as my curriculum. You know, make yourself that expert that doesn't exist, and then you can contribute to your area superbly.
Well, thank you, Dr. McAndrew. I encourage anybody who's interested, again, you can email him directly. His email is running at the bottom of the screen. And of course, our admissions office is here to help. If you send an email to admissions and request more information, we do on our website have links to register for monthly online live open houses for the master's degrees that you can learn more at the live open house. And we also have live open houses once a month for the doctoral degrees if you're interested. And bridging the two, if you're serious of going straight from a master's to doctorate, Dr. McAndrew can discuss one-on-one with you, but we have a special PhD in technology where you get admitted to the master's in research degree directly and continue straight on through the master's to complete your PhD in technology. So that's a wonderful degree if you only have a bachelor's and you are serious about completing a doctorate degree, to look into the combo degree of PhD in technology, MS research first, which rolls right into, you're already admitted to your PhD in technology. So thank you, and wish you a good day.